All right, Washington coach Lorenzo Romar is online. The Huskies host Arizona on Thursday, and then they host Arizona State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach. Hey, I was just wondering, you know, I've seen you were talking about the way you've come back from some of these rough stretches early, and, you know, the way you've played Arizona, they're tough up there in Seattle. Did you look at this game on Thursday as especially a key to maybe, you know, to your season as far as turning around?
Well, obviously it's the next game we play against. You know, we always talk about in this Pac-12 play, it seems like each week, boy, this is a big week for you. But each week is the biggest week, and you might say, well, it's based on the team. We're playing the number 8 team in the country. Well, last 2 weeks ago when we played Colorado and Utah was winless. But that was a huge week because we dropped that game. So each week is huge, and we just happened to be this week playing against a very, very good basketball team in Arizona and another good one in Arizona State. So whoever we're playing against, this is a crucial week for us because we're trying to turn things around.
Well, you've had, you know, I know it's a different team and you have a much different team in a different year, of course, but you've had really good success up there lately, winning pretty big against Arizona. And historically, at least, has there been a different tone at all with fans and emotions and maybe even your players, you think?
This year?
No, I just mean the games up there. The last 3 years. I mean, Sean Miller's never beat you up there, you know, and you guys have had some really big wins.
When
and,
we first got,
I was just wondering, looking back on those games, anything that kind of is a common thread there?
When we first got the job here, people would say, when do you play Arizona? That was the first year. Now this is our 11th year. When is the Arizona game? I just think Arizona probably gets this from a lot of teams. They probably get a lot of teams' best shot because they're really respected around our league and around the country. So, you know, maybe we've played a little better just because we know if you don't, Arizona could make you look bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, Miller said, too, not just in addition to you guys, but just the environment there and the way you have so many students on the sideline making some noise. I mean, he says it's the toughest environment to play in the conference. Have you agreed with that? I mean, have you found it tougher anywhere else?
I think up until this year it has been. I would have to say we have great support in our student section. The dog pack does a tremendous job. They do it, in my opinion, in good taste. They're very creative, and the crowd and the community has gotten behind our team. But this year we haven't been as successful. We've already dropped 4 games here at home, including a conference game. So we need to try to regain that home court advantage because the support here is really good.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
We'll make a sweep for questions one more time. Anybody have any additional questions for Coach?
We do have a question from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
I'll give you one. What do you think makes Colorado stand out? It seems like they kind of found their way again.
I can hardly hear you, Patrick.
Try it again. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can.
What makes Colorado stand out? It seems like they've kind of found their way in the last couple of weeks.
Well, not unlike Arizona, they really guard you. Arizona, I think, plays very good defense, and I think Colorado plays very good defense. Colorado also plays, again, like Arizona, with multiple weapons on the floor. Dinwiddie and Askia Booker, those guys are both capable of getting 20, 25 points, and Andre Roberson is the league's leading rebounder, mm-hmm. and, you know, he can score in double figures. He's a good defender. He's versatile. He blocks shots, and I think they have a guy that's going to definitely be on the all-freshman team in Josh Scott. So they've got a nice team defensively, and they have other weapons offensively, and I think Coach Boyle does a nice job with his team. They also have a tremendous home court advantage.
And Xavier Johnson seems to be working out pretty well for them, too.
He's coming along very well in his role. I think the other guys have shown already that they you know, go out and score more. I know he's been playing really good as of late and just kind of coming into his own. So it makes him even tougher to deal with. I'm glad we played them early.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, they had to win three in a row just to kind of get back to even in the conference here. But it seems like when you look at the national projections, they're, you know, bracketology has them in. Their RPI is in the 20s somewhere, that they're actually pretty well regarded.
Well, they've done a nice job. They did a really nice job in the preseason. They had a chance to beat Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. You're welcome.
We do have a follow-up from Bruce Pasco, Arizona Daily Star.
Oh, hey, Coach. I was just wondering if you could just address briefly just the way your team is a little bit different, maybe a little bit on both sides of the ball, and I assume that's, you know, the way you've kind of worked with the personnel this year. Has that, you know, been, was that something you expected to do entering the season, and or did it evolve a little bit?
You mean, how do you mean both sides of the ball different?
Just it seems like offensively maybe a little bit not quite as
slower paced.
Yeah, a little not quite as up tempo, and defensively you guys seem like you're playing pretty well there too.
Well, it kind of goes hand in hand. Normally we're up tempo a lot more because we've been able to force turnovers. This particular team has probably been more conservative defensively. Now take away the last three games. First four games of conference, we did a really nice job, but we were really helping each other, playing really good team defense, and we've gotten away from that a little bit. But our teams usually force turnovers, and it allows us to get in to transition. This team hasn't done that as much. We're not forcing a lot of turnovers. Therefore, we're not as much up-tempo. It's our plan. We'd love to be more up-tempo because that's how we've been, and I'm sure next year we'll be more up-tempo as well. And if I have my choice, this year as we finish out, we'll be more up-tempo.
Right. Well, it seems like you encourage guys to maybe gamble a little bit more going after turnovers in the lanes and stuff that you aren't this year, or is it a case where the guys are better off not doing it? I mean, have you been kind of behind that, or is it just the way that team plays?
This year's personnel, I'm just not so sure we are at our best if we're out gambling, playing, and applying pressure way up on the floor. I don't know if that's the best for this personnel. Earlier in the year, we were slowed by injuries, and we didn't have a whole lot of depth, and there's no way you can apply the type of pressure we would like to apply if you don't have bodies to rotate in there. So we've had to dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Any additional questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Lorenzo, that'll do it. Thanks for your time today.
Have a nice day.
All right, we'll see you. Take care.
Bye-bye.